Back 25. This is tape one, side two, an interview with Mr. Watkins. We were talking just a moment ago about the Jamesons. You said they were farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And your mother, Estelle?
Yeah.
She had many brothers and sisters.
Well, I do you want the names?
If you can tell them to me.
It was Lawrence Jameson. Rio Jameson, Bayless Jameson, George Jameson, and Mac Jameson. And the sisters was Ada and Ina.
So there are a fair number in their family as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which way did they live from you?
Well, kind of in the Norris area.
Mm-hmm. Was there much, a very sizable black community over at Norris?
Oh, yeah, pretty beside.
Mostly farmers, like everybody else?
Mm-hmm.
I understand there was a black Presbyterian church over there. Did you ever visit it?
Yeah.
Who was the minister over there?
Reverend Haynes is the minister now.
No. What about back when you were growing up?
Well,
I don't remember that. What's the name of the church?
Rock Hill Presbyterian Church.
Your grandfather, Jeff Jameson, was a farmer too, I take it.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember when any of these people were Jeff and Estelle? Do you know anything about when they were born or died?
Yes, dear. When I know about my mother, but the rest of them I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in 1895.
That was your mother?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Estelle. Your grandparents, Jeff and Hannah, were they still, they were still living when you came along?
My grandfather, he was dead. I don't remember him, but I know Hannah.
And you say she helped deliver you. Do you have any idea what her name had been, her family name?
She was a Chapman. Chapman.
Where are your parents buried?
Up here at New Olive Grove.
Where is that located?
Right off of 93.
Before you get to Central?
Oh, no, it's going north.
Going north, going toward Norris.
Going north.
About how far away from Central is that?
Oh, I see about a mile and a half, something like that.
And that's at a church, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
New Olive Grove,
yeah.
Baptist Church?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where your family used to go?
Some went there and some went there.
Mm-hmm. Which was nearer?
It's near for us to go up here to New Olive.
Mm-hmm.
In the Jameson family, most of them was members up here in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And my father's people, most of them was members of ABL.
Do you remember any of the preachers from New Orleans when you were young?
Reverend McKissick. You see Reverend Moriney. There's some more there, but I don't remember them.
Do you, by any chance, have any idea how old the New Olive Grove Church is?
No, I don't know.
What about the building itself? Is that an old building there now, or is it?
Well, it's been remodeled.
But it's an old building remodeled.
Yeah.
I was particularly asking about that in comparison to Abel. That is one of the oldest black churches around.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the people we've been talking about, or at least their families, were fairly actively involved in that. Let me ask you first about this fellow and see if you know anything about him. Pet Watkins.
Pet? No.
He, according to the history of Abel, written by Susie Haywood, was a white man who helped with the organization of the church and I think contributed some of the land.
Well, there's some Watkins. I guess that it may be from the same family. It's a Watkins family in that area.
Right around Abel.
It's coming back this way from Abel, but They're not too far, but coming back in the direction of Central.
One of the other families that was fairly deeply involved with Abel, and one that you say you were related to, was the Haywood family. What can you tell me about those folks? According to the same history that Susie wrote, Washington Haywood was one of the founders.
I don't know him.
He apparently, according to census records, would have been Harrison's father. Mm-hmm. You remember, I guess, though, Harrison?
Yeah.
And you say they lived about a mile down from here.
Mm-hmm.
Farming also?
Yeah.
Did he own his own land?
Mm-hmm.
Did a fair number of the black people in this area get to own their own land?
Not too many.
Not too many. So the Watkins and the Haywoods were among the few.
Among the early ones. There's some on after that, but I think the early ones.
Have any idea how your family managed sorely to get to own some land?
I wanted to buy it down.
Well, people who had money right after the Civil War could buy land because it was fairly cheap.
Yeah, it was cheap then.
Most people didn't have much land. Didn't have much money. Anything else you can tell us about Harrison?
No, I think that's about all I would know.
What do you remember about him?
No more being the secretary of ABL and deacon down there.
He did that a long time, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I think he was secretary for several decades, then his daughter Susie took over after him. Tell us about Susie. There's a photograph of her we've been looking at, and she seems to be a very striking-looking woman. She was your, I think you said, your second cousin?
Mm-hmm.
According to the church history, she was born in 1899, so she was about a generation older than you.
Mm-hmm.
Had you ever seen this photograph of her before in the church history?
No, I haven't saw this.
With her hat and gloves and the beaded dress, it looks very striking.
That's what she always wore, her gloves and her hat.
How did people react to that?
Oh, I guess they appreciated dressing like she did, because she always dressed real nice.
She do that every day of the week, or just for church?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Every day of the week.
Every day.
I mean, especially if she had company or going out or something like that.
It looks then like she had nice clothes.
Mm-hmm.
She stay on living in her father's house?
Yeah. She went away for a while and stayed in New York for a while, but she came back. And when she passed, she was living at home.
And according to the church history, she died in 1979, buried, I think, at Abel.
Yeah.
Was she an educated woman?
Well, she went to school over at Seneca, now I'm not sure, but she taught out here in Central for a while. I forgot her name.
By Seneca, you mean Seneca Junior College?
Seneca Junior College.
And where'd she teach around here?
I hit the school I just mentioned.
Same one you went to?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Later on after your time?
She taught there for a while during the time I was there.
Did you have any classes under her?
No, I wasn't under her.
What kind of reputation did she have as a teacher?
I know it was a good reputation.
Mm-hmm. Did the kids like her?
Oh, yeah. She was a likable person.
Mm-hmm. What types of talents or skills did she have?
Yeah. Secretary of work, something like that. I guess that's one of her main skills and being able to teach.
I've heard she had real pretty handwriting.
Oh, yeah, she had pretty handwriting.
Almost calligraphy style, and the people would bring Bibles around for her to...
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen any of her writing?
Oh, yeah, I saw a lot of her writing.
What did it look like?
Oh... With when she makes something, she would maybe large letters and all this little ends on and maybe kind of fill it in. Oh, mm-hmm. Something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Judging from her photo, she was very, very light-complected.
Mm-hmm.
Did that make any difference one way or the other in the community?
No.
What about her father? Was he light-complected like her?
No, he's dark-skinned. But her mother was light.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what her mother's name was?
Lucy.
Lucy, and Lucy what?
Lucy. She's a Haywood.
I mean, before she married into the Haywood.
She's a Reed.
A Reed. She related to the Reeds up around Abel?
Yeah, I think all of them, some related.
Mm-hmm. I've just recently heard a fascinating story about Harrison Haywood, and wonder if you can tell me much about it. Apparently, in 1888, he and several other people, several other men, lynched a white man.
I've heard that, but I don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Did people talk a lot about that story while you were growing up?
What year you say that was?
1888.
Well, see, that a long time before I was born. I'd heard about it, and that's all. That he was accused of doing it, and they had him in jail for a while, but he never could prove it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a story well worth repeating. I would think you would have heard a fair amount about it.
Yeah. I heard that, you know, he stayed in jail for a while, but they never could prove nothing and turned him loose.
Uh-huh. Did this gain him any additional stature in the community for perhaps having lynched a white man?
The time I heard about it happened so long ago, it wasn't no resentment or nothing then.
Well, what about the subject of lynching? Was that something that was much concern while you were growing up?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember any specific cases happening?
No more than what I read in the paper, something like that. I don't remember that.
So you don't actually, it sounds like, remember knowing anybody or knowing any family?
No.
About the time you were 15, I believe, or thereabouts, a fellow by the name of Al Green was lynched up in Walhalla. Recall that story?
I don't remember that.
Sounds like it was something then that generally that you were aware of but didn't seem like a danger of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
What type of emotional reactions, thoughts, did you have about lynching when you were growing up?
Well, something when everything was right, but something was kind of common years ago.
Did it create any immediate fear or concern for you?
I imagine it did.
Mm-hmm. Any other types of racial conflicts or problems you remember like that from when you were young?
Well, I don't remember any problems I ever had, or anybody else around here.
A friend of mine has talked about the difficulty in the 1970s of teaching her daughter what were still then the things she could or could not do in a small local community.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Was that difficult for you to learn as a child? Or?
No, it was something you grew up with. In fact, you weren't used to anything different, no way. So it wasn't hard to accept.
And you pretty much learned that from the time you were a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about the Haywoods and your family right here. Did white families live anywhere near around?
Oh, yeah. When I was small, it was, there used to be a couple houses out here. Colored stayed in there.
That's over what, sort of to the south? East.
Straight out that road there, but there's nothing out there now.
Yeah.
And in fact, there wasn't no colored folks in this area but us.
Mm-hmm.
All these houses and this over here, those trailers up there, that other house right there, they wasn't there. But this other house over here used to be the home place house.
Mm-hmm.
It's sold now and been, it's different now than what it used to be. All that was a part of land my father had, you know, mm-hmm. when he was farming.
And
but he sold all of that.
And not too terribly far away, I guess it'd be about a mile or less, would be the Wesleyan College, too.
Wesleyan College right back here.
Right. Did you ever play with the white kids around when you were
young? Oh, yeah, that's most of the kids I played when I was small, other than, say, going to school.
Mm-hmm. Did there reach a point when you couldn't play with the white kids?
No, never did reach that point.
So you just kept on playing?
Mm-hmm.
What types of things would you do for play?
Shooting ball, jumping rope. That's the main thing.
Swimming?
Not too much swimming.
Would there be any place around to
go
swimming?
No, wasn't nowhere around here to swim unless you make a pony on.
Back over toward Clemson area where they had access to the rivers, that was a lot more popular.
But then it wasn't as much water then as it is now. Hartsville wasn't there then.
Right. Hunting?
Oh, yeah, I used to love to hunt.
I've also heard about black baseball teams. There was one from Central, wasn't there?
Yeah, they had one out there.
Was that primarily young fellows, or what age was on the team?
Oh, they just young fellows.
Teams?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where did they play?
Well, they used to play right down there in town where, where the post office is? Mm-hmm. All that was a clean spot in there.
Mm-hmm.
But after they started to build there, they started playing up there on top of the hill where you turn to come off of 93, come out here.
Mm-hmm.
You used to clear a spot on the right side there. That used to be a baseball field.
Who all else would they play?
Clemson had a team, Liberty had a team. What, New Life? New Life had a team. Let's sit down here around, between Hilton and Clemson.
Pendleton probably had a team too, I would guess.
Mm-hmm.
Did all of these have uniforms?
Oh yeah, they had uniforms.
Mm-hmm. How often were there games?
Oh, it wouldn't be you'd be on Saturday evening, mm-hmm. but it wouldn't be every Saturday. They may have a couple of games a month, something like that. And then
during the summer?
Between there, they may be going somewhere else on Saturday evening.
Mm-hmm. I assume that'd have to be before dark.
Oh, yeah.
One of the big things now at softball games all over, or baseball games, is refreshments, popcorn, hot dogs, whatever. Did people take or buy stuff for the ball games?
Oh, yeah.
Any bleachers or just sit around on the grass?
Well, they have small bleachers. It wasn't that much.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't enough room for everybody. You'd be standing around. More likely standing around so they could see. You wouldn't be sitting down.
This was a small town. Would that be the same area that the white teams would have used as well?
Oh, yeah.
Did the white and black teams ever play each other?
No.
So those were completely separated, even though as individuals
it's different days and you may mm-hmm. play.
So you might play with some of the same kids individually, but not...
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Were you on the baseball team?
No, I never was on it.
You were talking before about hitching a ride with people over to Norris or Liberty. Is that what the baseball teams did to get to wherever they were playing?
You would get somebody with a truck. Would cheer on a truck and go from one place or another.
Were there these teams as far back as you remember?
Yeah.
Now that's another thing we'd love to find photos of.
Oh, yeah, one of the main pastimes being baseball.
Well, we've been talking so far about kind of organized. I imagine kids just got together and played baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was this exclusively a boys' game?
Oh, yeah, boys.
What types of things did your... Let me ask one more thing. Did the any specific group or firm provide the uniforms, or did...
No, everybody had to place their own uniform.
Were they store-bought?
I imagine so.
From Central?
I don't know where they bought them from.
What types of things did your sisters do for fun and to play?
Well, there wasn't too much to do. I don't remember anything special.
Jump rope?
Oh, yeah, they used to do that.
All the types of things you talked about before, marbles?
Mm-hmm.
Any organized activities for girls?
No.
Do you have any type of... table games, checkers, dominoes.
You play checkers and dominoes.
You talked before about your mother doing a fair amount of sewing, particularly when you were younger, for the kids. Did your mother do much quilting?
Well, a little when I was small. Not too much after I kind of grew up.
How would she go about that? Would she do it at home or?
At home. We used to put a few quilting frames in the room.
So you had your own frame?
Yeah, but you always had somebody to help. You didn't do it alone.
Would there be fair-sized quilting parties where other ladies would come in and
help? Oh, yeah, they used to have that too.
Did you ever sit around for those?
No, I never go.
Did your sisters take part in those?
No, they never take part in that.
One of my aunts said that whenever she was able to hide around, she learned a lot from listening to the older ladies talk during quilting parties. We were talking a little bit before about the era before the Civil War. You didn't come along till about half a century after the Civil War was over. And at least some of your grandparents were still living when you came along. Did they or your parents talk much, have many stories about the days of slavery?
I don't remember hearing too much about
it. It was a subject, are you saying, then that sort of just passed away from discussion?
It's kind of passed away. They may talk among, the older ones, something like that, but the, for us kids, something like that, you know, I never remember hearing too much about that.
We were talking before about the two different churches. Which one, take it your family went primarily to Abel?
Well, my mother's family, more than like them, went to New Olive.
What about you and your father and mother and sisters?
Well, we used to attend all of them. Uh-huh. But the churches then were having service once a month. Mm-hmm. They had the first Sunday in New Olive, mm-hmm. second Sunday at Abel. And third Sunday at White Oak, that's my father's church and my church too. And the folks Sunday here out here in my town, so we could attend all the churches.
Okay, where is the White Oak Church?
It used to be back over here in the country, it's over here now.
That'd be down toward 123?
You'd be going in that direction, but you can go down here this road and go down straight.
Mm-hmm. That's out Clayton.
You go out of college.
Out of college. And what about Mount Zion? Where is it located?
Just beyond, you're going through Central. Mm-hmm. You go through Central on the right-hand side, right there by the school. There's a church there. You miss beyond, just before you get to Mount Zion Cemetery.
You mentioned a couple of ministers at Mount Olive. Would they have been the same ones preaching over at Abel?
No. Well, I think Reverend McKissick used to preach there. But I don't know whether you're doing it at the same time or not. Mm-hmm. Because you could, because you're preaching at church at one Sunday.
But when you get ready on Sunday morning to go to church, what time would you take off?
Maybe about 9:30.
What time did you get back home?
Sometimes be 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Sounds like a long day.
Well, time you go there and talk, move around. Maybe the service wasn't all that long now. But people just like to talk after service. Oh,
a lot of socializing.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like you'd have to wait fairly late then for your Sunday meal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, back then, people wish they cooked the meal, they start from scratch. Mm-hmm. But say now, we used to maybe prepare dinner on Saturdays, for Sunday. So when you come back from church, you can sit down for a while and rest and then eat up your dinner. Mm-hmm.
Would your mother have done that, or did she fix it after she got home?
She fixed it after she came back home.
What types of things would you likely have for Sunday dinner?
Well, chicken used to be our main meal.
Fried?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. With some kind of greens out the garden, white potatoes, sweet potatoes, something like that.
What would that be, sort of your mother's special meal, or were there particular things that she would make for company or when she never was trying to...
Your Sunday's meal. You may not be eating that all during the week. Mm-hmm. I always had plenty of, say, ham, vegetables, especially during the summer.
Homemade breads?
Mm-hmm.
Biscuits?
Biscuit, cornbread.
Yeast breads?
I love yeast bread.
What about butter? Did you make your own for that?
Oh, yeah, because we always had cows.
Do you have to do much churning?
Oh, yeah.
Milking?
Milking, too.
You had your fair amount of exposure to all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to church then. We got sidetracked for just a moment. Service, you said, didn't last itself too long. Was there Sunday school too?
Oh, yeah, that's the main thing we left. Leave early. Sunday school at 9 o'clock and your service maybe about, we'll start maybe about 11:30.
Would Sunday school be for children, for adults? Or
it's for everybody.
Who would be teaching Sunday school?
Well, they had their teachers.
Did you divide up in smaller groups or was it a collective?
Well, they had adults, young adults, primary in different groups.
male or female teachers for Sunday school?
Well, it's mixed.
So if it was for younger children, you might stay in the same Sunday school class for 3-4 years or more?
Oh, yeah. It was an age limit they judge about. Mm-hmm.
Abel's always been well known, I'm told, for its music. Was there a good choir there?
Oh, yeah, they always have that good choir.
About what size choir was it?
Hmm.
About what size was the choir?
Oh, they only had me about 20 people in there, sometimes maybe more.
Did they sing special music every Sunday, every time there was a service?
Oh, yeah.
One or two, or how many numbers?
Well, if they had one choir singing, they may sing several numbers.
Do you remember any particular things that they like to sing or you like to hear?
No, nothing particular.
When did they get a chance to practice?
Well, they have certain, maybe nights during the week set aside for the choir rehearsal.
So the minister normally wouldn't have anything much to
do with that.
Was there sort of a choir director?
Yeah.
Do you remember who that would have been when you were a kid?
Well, I was looking through here, I saw a Lynn Walker in here. He used to be one of the old choir directors down there at Abel.
What about accompaniment? Was there an instrument to go along with the music?
No, they didn't have them with too many instruments.
Piano or organ?
Not then. Mm-hmm. They finally got a piano.
One of the things that seems real popular now in white and black churches is for choirs to travel from one church to another to perform.
Well, they do that.
They doing that back then?
Oh, yeah. They invite your church to worship with them, you know, mm-hmm. and ask the choir to come. Especially during revival meet.
How long would revivals last?
A week.
At night? Services at night?
Services at night.
How long would a service itself last?
Well, they usually start service maybe by 7:30. And by a little after 9, it's usually over unless they have several choirs to sing.
So mostly indoor services
in
the church.
Service.
Visiting evangelist?
Yeah.
Loud evangelist?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You've been talking about several different Baptist churches in the area. Were there like Methodist churches, either AME or other in the area?
Well, now, it's a church out here in Central. It's a colored church, Wesleyan Church. Mm. I mean, a Methodist church.
What is its name?
Mount Zion United Methodist Church. Mount Zion and Bethel Grove
mm-hmm.
United Methodist Church.
Did you ever go to the Methodist Church?
Oh, sometime.
Did the choirs change up between the Baptist and the Methodist?
You mean did we visit?
Back and forth, yes.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Their revival, all these churches in this area, when they have revival, our church is invited, be on one night. Mm-hmm. If you're not the night that they want you to come, you can go any night you want to, but they'd like for you to come be with them one night.
What about camp meetings?
Well, camp meetings kind of thing of the past now.
Back when you were growing up?
When I was growing up, they was popular then.
Where would they be held?
Well, that was usually the Methodist Church at the camp meetings.
Mm-hmm. Not so much the Baptist.
Not the Baptist.
Where around here did you ever go to them?
Oh, yeah, I used to go out here in town, go to Pendleton, the mm-hmm. Methodist Church down there.
So they'd be at places close enough you could just go for the service and then come back home?
Oh, yeah.
Would the services last all day?
Oh, yeah, they'd have two services, morning service and afternoon service, too.
People would stay around in between?
Oh, yeah.
Take their lunch and picnic baskets?
Well, oh, yeah, they'd take that, and plus they have these little stands, folks cooking, mm-hmm. and selling food.
What types of things would they particularly have for sale at places like that?
Oh, mostly it would be fish sandwiches, hot dogs, something like that, and pops.
Would people have been selling you those same types of things for the baseball games?
Oh, yeah.
About what size attendance would you get at a camp meeting?
Oh, my. you get a crowd of people as in. Well, see, it during that time, it wasn't nothing going on. Mm-hmm. And folks would go just to visit. Sometimes you wouldn't see a person from one year to the next unless you even camp meeting or something. Wasn't all the amusement that's going on now in different places to go. And cars wasn't that popular then either. Folks didn't get around as much as they do now. And so they just meet up each other.
So you don't think they're going there just to get religion?
Well, no. They going there to visit. Because if you go there, the church wouldn't hold people no way. You wouldn't get in there no time. Sometimes they'd be standing outside looking in the window. They won't hear the service, but they can't get in.
For things like the camp meetings, would each family eat its own food, or would there be everything spread out for dinner on the ground style?
Well, they may take the food and share it with somebody, and somebody that share theirs with yours, with you, you know.